The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We have a new moon we want to talk about today in Sagittarius. And this one is going to bring us that fresh new start, that clean slate. We're going to dive into that. We're looking at what kind of guidance the angels can bring us on that. I always do that before a show. I always tap into that because I want to know, you know, how can we make the most of the energies as we're going through them? So that's what we've been doing each week on the show, because there's so much transformation right now, a lot of change for all of us. But this is the beginning of the new cycle, the one we've been talking about, the one we've been purging and clearing and doing all this for. It's coming in with that new moon, and that is on November 26th. So we want to talk about that a little bit, because sometimes we want this, but then we're nervous. You know, if you've been, you know, just going through it, dragging through, sludging through everything that you've been trying to purge, clean, whatever you do, and then it's time to start new, it's almost a strange feeling because we're so used to working so hard. And now we're going to learn and practice a different way. So we've been given opportunities and windows to look into how we could do things differently in our lives. And now we're going to start applying them. Everybody's experiencing this, whether they are paying attention to it or not. But I found that if we go with the flow, this is a go with the flow, allow things to unfold, it's a lot easier. A lot of the resistance is what causes all the stress, challenge, tug and pull in our lives. And it's just time for change for all of us, a change for a better way. So the Sagittarius moon is coming in, and it's bringing everything, a chance to wipe the slate clean, a chance to move forth in a different way, update outdated, you know, approaches to everything we do. That sounds like a lot all at once, but it hasn't really been all at once. We've been doing this now for a bit, but now it's really starting to apply. So we're going to look at that today. I want to welcome everyone that is joining us. We are live streaming on Facebook with our network, Transformation Talk Radio. So hello to everyone there. I have shared that on my pages over there if you are looking for it. Their network, Transformation Talk Radio. On my YouTube channel, we have the live chat open, and I'm streaming that on my website, jenroyster.com, and also over on my YouTube channel, Jen Royster. That's JenRoyster, if you want to join us over there. We have that live chat going. I see they're all starting to show up and arrive, so good morning to all of you out there. Good to see you. And if you have any questions or you want to understand how can you make the most of this, or what have you been feeling, what maybe you want to share what all these transitions are doing for you. Sometimes a sharing about what we're experiencing helps other people, because we don't feel so alone in it, because there's a lot going on, whether you're feeling it emotionally, physically, you're questioning your beliefs, you're ready for a change, you just don't feel like it's working the way you've been going and plugging along. That's exactly what this energy is about. But let's start with first thing that I want to really get everybody thinking about: a clean slate. What does that mean to you when you hear the words, I'm going to get a clean slate? Now, here's how you really want to think about this a little bit more. If you struggle with letting things go from the past, you're not allowing the slate to be clean. You keep putting things back on the slate. You see what I mean? Old stuff that doesn't need to be there anymore. Have you ever thought about that? The clean slate is a clean slate. We've been working on all that balancing and karma and everything else. If you're on the spiritual awakening path, you know what I'm talking about. You feel that. But a clean slate means a clean slate. Start fresh. Start brand new without the pre-programmed assumptions, things that would get in the way and block it up, because you obviously don't want to start the clean slate the same way you did before if it wasn't working. If you don't, remember Einstein said something like that, which was such a statement that made so much sense. And I'm not quoting word for word, but the gist of it was, if you don't try and approach it a different way, you're just going to keep getting the same result. Clean slate would be trying a different approach. And these are things that you've been trying to overcome, release, let go, heal, move in a different direction, maybe get something started that you've been wanting to do. But if you keep plugging along the same way and it's not getting anywhere, this is a good opportunity to tap in with this energy and start in a different way. Now, we've been feeling that a lot. I mean, everything seems to be feeling outdated these days. I mean, we feel like, okay, this has got to change. This has got to change. Energy naturally, when you're looking with energy healing, energy always has a flow. Its natural flow is to move forward, not to stay in a stagnant state or to roll backwards. It has a momentum of moving forward. So going with that, moving forward, you're going to be more flowing with the current of the energy versus fighting against the current. It's never intended to just stay still or go backwards. It always moves forward. So change is going to be part of moving forward for everyone. It's really everyone. Everyone has different circumstances going on, but everyone. This also will be beneficial. We've been talking about manifesting for a few weeks now because this energy is about manifesting something brand new. Now we're here. Okay, now we are still applying manifesting in a different way. So you don't want to keep manifesting the old stuff, right? So that's something I wanted everybody to try to put a little bit more, you know, just be more aware of as far as clean slate. Clean slate means the universe has given us opportunity to change it up, do it better, change direction, you know, unlock the door, let yourself out. You know, unlock the door, let yourself out. It's a big deal. It really is. And I know that everyone knows what I'm talking about. So I am looking over at the chat now. I already see things going in. If you're over in the live chat, go ahead and put that in there. If you put it in over at Facebook's chat, the network will let me know what that is. And my wonderful producer over there, Zach, will let me know what that is. Right, Zach? Because I can't see that screen. So let's see what we have here. Let's see what we have. We have welcome to Kelly, Michelle, Beth, Jules, Robin, Judy, Shadana, Beth, Kelly. Okay, I see a couple of repeating. So you guys are starting to put it out there. Keep putting your questions out there. We definitely want to start answering some of this because that's what we want to do. We want to understand, you know, what are we feeling? And some of us are feeling a little bit anxious about this, a little bit of anxiety with it. We have, one of the questions is, good morning to everyone. Hello. One of the questions is from Kelly. Hi, Jen. I'm dealing with this deep fear about my occupation and what I should be doing with my life. Do the angels have any advice or comfort for me while I heal through this fear and confusion? Yes. Yes, they do. First of all, the first thing I see for you is a beautiful blue color. It's like a royal blue. It's a really pretty blue. You'd see it a lot on team, sport teams, that kind of color blue. And it is associated with Archangel Michael. Michael is the one that can just bring the comfort and help us feel safe while we're going through things that make us nervous or we feel a little bit of fear with. And what I see, which I love when I see this, it's not the first time I've seen it. I've actually had this personally myself as well. But Kelly, the wingspan on this beautiful angel is breathtaking. And it opens up in a beautiful blue vibration of blue for peacefulness, blue for calming the waters of the emotion. And it opens up and it's wrapping around you. These wings are wrapping around you like a great big beautiful hug from someone that makes you feel safe. And that is coming from Michael, and it's beautiful. And anyone, this is for anyone that feels that they need that, just to calm down and take a deep breath. He wants you to know that he is there. Obviously, I feel like you've been asking for that. I just feel like he's with you very strong. And you're also, your guardian angel is with you as well, all, everyone. But this is a beautiful, comforting feeling when you just visualize these beautiful, massive, strong, powerful wings wrapping around you and just letting you know you're safe. You're safe. You're completely safe to work on yourself in a brand new way. So Kelly, yes, it's natural to feel a little bit of, I call it fear of the future, because we can't see how the outcome's going to be. And a lot of people want to make a decision that's going to work out perfectly. There's no right or wrong answer to anything we choose. We learn from things as we go, but we don't want to be afraid to try. We don't want to be afraid to make a choice. So you don't want to feel frozen and locked up. So whenever he's saying this, whenever you feel that fear and confusion, remember those beautiful wings wrapping around you. And that's what I'm feeling for you. So we have a couple of more that are starting to pop up over there. I'm going to take a quick break. Then we're going to really start diving in. I want to explain some of this energy with you as well. And we'll mix in some of the questions and answers too. So please stay with us. We're talking about the Sagittarius new moon, this beautiful clean slate, this new cycle that's beginning. And the angels are here to guide us, to comfort us, to let us know this is a beautiful time to celebrate and be a part of. Absolutely wonderful. So stay with us. When we come back, we will start really diving into the topic. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off, because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Auber. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Auber. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness. Welcome back to the show. Okay, I want to tell you a little bit here about what is going on with this energy. Then we'll take some questions from the chat, or if you call in, you can call in too, 1-800-930-2819. So first of all, this is a new moon. Let's talk about this a little bit. This is a new moon, the new cycle, wipe the slate clean to start brand new. Okay, this is like turning the corner in life. So for those of you that have been working on something for a while and you feel like, is it ever going to change? This energy, yes. Yes, it's changing for all of us in a different way for everyone, but yes. So please know that this is that new cycle beginning. So some of the stuff we've been working on for a few years, some things we just feel like, is it ever going to change? Remember what I said at the beginning, it might take some proactive on your part to approach a different way. This energy helps us rewrite outdated approaches. So if it's been the same approach, it's not moving, this is the opportunity to change the approach. Okay, so keep that in mind. And it's going to unfold. It's going to unfold. You may not know like right now, but you might. You want to be open to it. So I wanted to give you that a little bit. So you really want to get the most out of this. Life brings opportunities to us all the time. We always have opportunity for everything, to try something different, to approach something different, to see a different perspective. And that a lot of times is how this momentum will engage itself, is once we start to see things from a different perspective, we realize, oh, you know, that's what I was missing. That shifts the energy of your thought with the manifesting here. That shifts the whole power and the momentum of how the energy is moving in your life. And so perspectives are important. Sometimes we need to see them from another's viewpoint to really be able to make a choice to change it up, to see things differently. Or what are we holding ourselves back on? Now, it is a Sagittarius, and it's an abundant new moon with lots of opportunities coming in, lots of opportunities to also be expansive, reach further. Go beyond where you went before, okay? That part right there is where I'm hearing a lot of the anxiety or nervousness, because I've never done it like this before. It's a fear of the unknown. It's a fear of you're not going to be perfect. That perfectionism will trip you up every time. It does it to me. Absolutely. It does it to me. It's always like that. It just does it. And you want to be thinking, how could I redo this part of my life that just doesn't seem to be moving out of the gate? That's what this energy will help you with. So let me, you're looking to look The other thing I wanted to point out, and then I'll go take a couple more questions. We have a lot of them coming in. I'm going to do my best because I want to get the information out to you that benefits everyone. And then we'll answer what we can with the questions. Some of these things that I'm talking about, though, are probably going to answer some of them for you. So, you know, hear that because everyone is feeling this a different way. So when you have a Sagittarius, it's a strong moon with abundant opportunity. If you're so used to suffering and all of a sudden it's a clean slate, it's awkward. It feels weird. I know you know what I mean. I mean, it almost feels strange. Like, now what do? I'm so used to surviving. How do I just live? How do I just be? You see? Yeah. And so be aware that it feels that way for everyone at first. If you put all this adrenaline and all this effort into just getting through something, tolerating, that's all 3D. That's not where we're going. That's all old, outdated. Okay. All that suffering and tolerating and enduring. Now we're going from enduring life to enjoying life, the opportunity to enjoy life. You can keep all those restrictions in that old way of going if you want to, but why? You know, of course, nobody wants to do that. We want to feel better. We want to move forward. This is identifying who you are. This is identifying what you truly want out of life. This is fine-tuning. Again, you're manifesting with a clean slate. Clean slate. Now think about it. A clean slate, but you have all of the lessons learned from everything you've been through. You have all of that wisdom, all of that awareness, all of that soul growth from all this stuff you've been through in your life. And now you move into a clean slate. So you have all the wisdom with a fresh new beginning. That's a gift. That's a beautiful gift for all of us. Absolutely. And think about, what would you do if you could do something differently? That's the question you want to ask yourself. So let me see if I can catch up here. We got quite a bit going on over there. We do have a hello to Gwendolyn over in the Facebook. Hello to you. She says, hello, beautiful people. I love you all. We love you back, Gwendolyn. Thank you for that beautiful love that you just sent. Back over to YouTube chat. So we have Beth is saying, I've been trying to get someone out of my life for almost 2 years. Will this energy finally keep this person gone? Well, this is a massive shift of energy for clean slate. One of the things that can help is you're looking to see if you're holding any attachments. I mean, anything. Like, when you have something like that, that you are trying to move on and let go, is there any attachments emotionally where they trigger you, where, you know, they push your buttons, things like that? Because, you know, they have their perspective, which is not in alignment with yours, obviously, but they are a soul and they're going to move on too. Everybody does. But if you truly, you may have to make some tougher choices as far as your boundaries. You're looking to do that. This is what I'm picking up for you. Literally, I'm asking and I'm picking that up. But it's believing that you're safe and believing that you're free to move on as well. If you feel like if you make comments a lot, think about that as an affirmation. I'm never going to be free of this. If you say things like that a lot, it's kind of canceling out, separating away from it. This is just part of the manifesting, but it will work, move forward. This is a very good energy for that. But we want to detach from anything affecting us emotionally. And it's more of an empowerment, taking the power back. Remember the shielding that we put up now, and I've been talking about this for a couple of months now because it really has changed the perspective. We put a shield up to protect us from outside influence, but we're changing the focus. Instead of focusing on everything outside of your protection shield about what is trying to happen to you or what's coming at you, you're focusing on keeping your energy high, your frequency high, inside your shield. So you're focusing on the shield where the energy is a higher frequency versus the outside of the shield where it's a lower frequency. The lower the frequency, that can be what holds things up. So that's the answer for that, or anybody going through that. That's a big deal. That's a lot more powerful than we realize it can be, but that's something to work with. We also have, you're welcome, Kelly. She's saying thank you for those big blue angel wings. You bet. That's always feeling good. And Beth, you could also use that too, because that's a good thing. Jules is asking if I see her traveling to spend time with mom, daughter for Christmas. You know what I keep seeing when I look at that question is there's a Christmas holiday span, right? It's usually a week or two between there and New Year's. I see, yes, you're going to visit, but I keep seeing the new year in my head when I see it. So it's possible that it might be right after or closer to that or the week between. But when I ask about Christmas, I keep seeing the new year. So just so you know, that's literally how it's coming through to me, Jewel. So it might be closer to the first of the year. I don't know. That's what I'm seeing. Being honest as I can be, I can't make up and go, yeah, you're going to see him at Christmas if I keep seeing the new year, but that's what I'm seeing. Let's see. Good morning. Who should I be what on my life right now? I'm not quite sure. It might be a typo. I'm not quite sure. Maybe a word missing. I'm not quite sure what you're asking with that one, Judith. So let me wait to see if she replies to that. We also have Paula. Hi, Paula. Hi, Jen. Our beloved dog passed away a few weeks ago. We are heartbroken. Oh, I'm so sorry. I understand. I'm a dog lover too. Would you have any messages from angels for me to help me heal? Well, first of all, yes, I do. First of all, when we have a pet that passes and crosses over, believe it or not, the beautiful spirit of those animals stays with us. And they support and they watch over you. And it's absolutely amazing. I want you to know that they're not far away. They're still with you. And that it's not to keep you from healing. It's to comfort you and let you know that they're great. They're good. They're in a good place. They're also still very close to you. So that connection and that love crosses the boundaries of beautiful between here and there. To me, that's very comforting. I've had animals pass. I've had a lot of dogs, cats, you know, and I've had one pass that came and helped me train the one I have now. And I knew it was that because my dog now is displaying a bark or a personality trait that's totally not her. It was the other one. And I knew that she was helping me train her. So it's a beautiful thing, actually. There's a closeness that you can feel just allowing it, not for it to be painful. We're adjusting when we first lose an animal like that or a beautiful loved pet, anybody really. We're adjusting to them not being physically here in a physical body, but their spirit still is there. They're still there. And it's just not in the physical. So that's the part we're adjusting to. But when you open up to, well, you're not gone. You're just not in the physical anymore. It helps the connection. So that's what I'm recommending that would be very comforting to you. Okay, my goodness. Let me see here. Now, first of all, I want to give you another little tip point here about this new moon. Okay, because the sign for Sagittarius is the Centaur. Okay, it's also a focus type of thing. You see the arrow, the bow and arrow a lot. It's a wisdom. It holds a wisdom, but it's also to narrow the focus. If I'm thinking all over the place and I'm thinking here and I'm thinking here and I'm thinking here, I'm thinking, where can I focus my energy to be most productive? You may need to narrow the focus. Sometimes we're scattered and now we can't focus on anything and do it well because we've got too many irons in the fire, so to speak. Sagittarius helps you focus your aim. You know, think of the bow and arrow and you're hitting the bullseye. Sagittarius likes to get the focus down. It likes to get the energy into working with your intuition, clarifying that wisdom that comes from within you. So this is good because it has a beautiful opportunity to bring a lot of options your way. You don't want to miss the options. And a lot of times we've spoken before, like, okay, we might be focusing on manifesting something to happen a certain way. That's not what I'm talking about when I talk about narrow the focus. Narrowing the focus would be like if it was a relationship thing and you wanted it to be with a certain person a certain way, it would be more beneficial to narrow that focus, pulling back. That's being specific to a person that has a free will as well. And we might want that, but is that actually the highest frequency for the relationship we want? So it's better to pull back, take all the names out of it, and say, this is the type of relationship I want to draw to myself. Happy, healthy, you know, you're looking at the type of relationship that would be more of a narrowed focus in that, and you would have a better result. Then that allows the universe to bring in something that aligns with that frequency. You see? Yeah. I mean, practicing this manifesting and being specific, and then also it's being flexible with what aligns with the frequency we're putting out. And we were talking about that last week. The Sagittarius moon can bring that focus in, narrow it down, like, okay, I need to bring this down a little bit more. Instead of, I want this, 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 I need to bring it down and, you know, clarify a little bit more. Yes, I want a relationship. That's too broad. Am I going to have a new romance? That kind of thing. That's too broad. But if you narrowed it down to the focus of, I want this type, I want it to be healthy, happy, loving, all that good stuff. Now you've raised the frequency of the type of relationship you want. But then you don't want to keep the doors closed by, okay, but it has to be that person right there. Or it has to be this, or it has to happen at this time, or it has to happen by summer, or it has to happen in this way. Now you're complicating it. So it's interesting because you're working to get your frequency to align with what you truly want. You can also, Beth, I'm going to go back to Beth here. Same thing, the frequency, raising the frequency of you, your home. And really, it makes it uncomfortable for any other frequency that doesn't align with it to be there. That's something too. Frequencies are drawn to what matches them with energy. So that's kind of where we're going with it. If you looked at it with, you know, taking all the details out, that's what you would do with anything really. So it's interesting. It's very interesting to see where this is going to all go for all of us because like, wow, I mean, the sky's the limit here with this. It really is. So let me see what we have with some more questions. Let's see. We have a lot going on here. Let's see. Judith came back. So let me grab that one. It was a little bit of a typo. I was wondering what you see in my life path and what I'm supposed to be doing right now. I am also Sagittarius. Ooh, so you're really putting some focus and thinking in there, right? I see life path. Life path, and I'm supposed to be doing right now. Okay, here's what I'm seeing. I had to like think for that because that's a pretty broad question too. But what I'm asking is some clarification to help you fine tune that. And what I saw immediately was that I see this visual of you like in the road and there's all these different directions to go. And that's what you're looking at. Like, which one is it? I get the impression that there's a lot of things in life you love to do. You like multiple different things. And that's what I'm picking up. And you just want to do them all and you can't settle to like, well, which one should I be doing? Life path is a something you could find out your life path number in numerology too. That's actually very interesting when you find that out, because that can give you a clue as well. But what I'm feeling is that if you are doing so many things that you love, what I'm picking up is, do you think you love it because that's what you used to love and you've done all this time in your life, or that's what pleased other people or what everybody expected of you? Or do you find yourself drawn to doing something else? Or do you find yourself being drawn back to what you were doing? I'm feeling this in a big circle for you. The beautiful thing is the sky's the limit. One of the things will stick out, like that's just, you enjoy it. It's not stressful. It's not hard to get started. You don't feel like it's just not ever happening. This is what you're looking for. Something in your life, because you do a lot of things and you love all these different activities that you can do. But what I'm seeing is one of them will stand out very strong where it doesn't drain your energy. You're excited to get back to it. It's probably the one on the back burner because everything else seems to be more important first. But all those other activities in your life, and this is the part that's cool, will support the one. And here's the other cool part. Activities and things that we do are not necessarily going to stay the same way because energy moves. It could be that you stay on this thing, you do this activity for a while, and then you move on to something else, and it builds. So to answer you specific, like, oh, you're going to be this or that, that would be a little bit unfair, honestly, to say, because I see a lot of different facets that you are very good at. You can pretty much do whatever you set your mind to. You just feel like you want to do them all at the same time. I would start looking into a little bit more about which one just is the most enjoyable to you, because joy is very important to keep your frequency up. And so that's a fair answer for that one, because that was a pretty big question, but I hope that made sense to you. So, excuse me, tickle in my throat. So I'm going to go back over to Facebook. I have one for Gwendolyn over there. She's like, what's in store for my 60-year-old awakening self in 2020? Oh, joy. That is what I'm receiving right now. Joy. Joy. And it will be interesting because you will find it's might feel challenging sometimes. That's not a negative. It's to help you learn and decipher. I've really grown a lot, and you're talking 60 year, but you have joy, just the joy, not the uphill. Okay. It's not like I'll be happy when I get there. It's being happy now and just being at peace with it. I feel a lot of joy coming in, that's beautiful. I'm going to leave that one at that. We have a lot of activity. I'm trying to give answers that make the best for you guys. Now let's see what we have over there. Oh my goodness. Judy saying, I feel a bit weird, like everything's really going pretty smooth now and I'm used to dramatic stuff, and now it's slowed down to where I feel, what's wrong? Does that make sense? Yes, Judy, that's not a bad thing. You're feeling, you know, when you slow down to turn the corner in your car, you slow down, then you turn the corner and you change direction. That's where you are. It feels you're about to turn the corner. It's just going in a different direction. Totally makes sense with this energy. This energy is about a clean slate, a brand new way to go. Brand new, different. I mean, it's like, whatever comes your way, there's also a protective energy in this, okay? Whatever happens, something may feel that it shakes you up, because some of this energy coming through is going to ask us to forgive ourselves for things we've done before. You got to forgive yourself. I mean, we've all done things we wish we had done differently. You don't want to keep carrying that with you. It's letting it go. The clean slate is, That's been done. We're good with that. Let's move on. Let's just keep going in a different direction here. So you have a shift in the direction you're going. Gosh, I see so many questions. Boy, you guys are throwing some questions out there. Let's see. What do you see for me? This is Veronica. What do you see for me pertaining to business and career around my birthday? Oh, well, happy birthday coming up. You have a big year where you're going to be quite busy making a lot of changes in 2020 is what I feel. I feel like it's going to be the year to restructure and strengthen the foundation. That's a good thing. Businesses always have to do that. We have to do that in relationships. We have to do that with ourselves. We have to restructure sometimes. And I feel that you're going to be restructuring for a very positive outcome in that. So that's what I see coming up for you. So happy birthday to that. You have a year of implementing brand new ideas and different approaches. And I see that quite a bit. It might be like, wow, I changed the whole thing up. Might be a couple of things. It might be you're going to bring something back in. I feel that a little bit too. You're going to bring something back in, but doing it differently. So think about those things. And that's a good outline to start with. And you're welcome, Judy. She's saying thank you. You're welcome to Judith as well. You're number one. Number one is a beginning number. Okay, that's a beginning number. You're in a brand new. The life path takes, it's a 40% influence. It's got a strong component to it with our life for numerology, on a numerology point of view. And it's a brand new. It's brand new, everything beginning. It also, that one is, you're working to make sure you're in a self-care, self-love thing. I'm imagining that you know what I'm talking about with that. I would think that you do. I can see that. I can feel that a little bit. And then if you have, and let me go over here. I got to give you some more of this information now. So here we go. Please know whatever is going on for you. The biggest thing that people are going to feel with this is, we have to forgive ourselves for a choice we made a few years back that now we feel like we've been backpedaling this whole time. I know that some of you understand that. This is the opportunity for that to change direction. This is the opportunity for it to go completely different. And you might find yourself being a little hesitant to trust that it will. You're like, I don't know. Is that real? And yes, you want to use discernment. But you're going to take the wisdom from everything you were enduring, obviously, and you're going to take that wisdom and you're going to try a different approach and you're going to enjoy what you're doing now. It's going to be different. So it's all going to feel so brand new. We're going to feel like we're going to feel like we're in first grade again, starting and learning the whole thing over. It reminds me of this, and this really became a spiritual application. I want to just to share a little story with you so it makes sense to apply it in an analogy. A couple years back, I mean, I stopped eating, and I'm not trying to make everybody eat this way. This was a personal choice. But a few years back, I just started dropping meat more and more out of my diet because I was feeling better being more plant-based. And then I was just eating fish only. And then a few years back, we went 100% plant-based, and I've never felt better. Now, when you do that, and I have people ask me all the time, they go, how do you do that? How do you come up with enough to replace all that meat? What we went through, and this whole family did, we literally, it was like from the ground up learning how to cook all over again. If you were used to doing it a different way, if you were used to eating a certain way, and then you're used to doing it this way, that way, and I'm still learning and still growing. And you're like, how am I going to replace all this? And you feel overwhelmed because it's so different, so new. Now think about it. This is exactly a good example of how this energy feels. If you're so used to cooking the way you were raised, and this is an analogy. So here we are, we were eating a certain way, we were cooking a certain way, and then all of a sudden that goes out the window. You're all the way back to square one. You're going to start and you're going to learn a completely different approach to this. Okay, keep that in mind. It's going to be a completely different approach. So we're not going to have all the answers. You're going to learn them as you go too. So keep that in mind, just to be fair. Don't be hard on yourself that you have, wait, I don't know what I'm doing. You're learning it. You're learning a brand new way. For probably about 3 months, we were restructuring, relearning, practicing brand new recipes, completely relearning how to do everything. And it felt exhausting at first. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be a lot of work. Well, now it's not. We just had to learn it so it was going slower. So keep that in mind. When you turn the corner and it's different like that, it can feel like, this is overwhelming. You want to take your deep breaths and you want to slow down and know that you're just learning a new skill. You're learning a new way. You're gaining wisdom in abundance, and you're growing very quickly in a small amount of time when that happens. So don't be hard on yourself. Forgive yourself. Be easy on yourself. Know that there's opportunities just abound. It's abounding. It's abundance. It's abounding. It's unlimited. And just going in and taking that moment to just allow yourself to learn something new. Allow yourself to be a student. I do it all the time. I don't feel that I'm a good teacher if I'm not constantly in the student's seat. I have to be. I have to allow myself to learn. And we don't all have all the answers all the time. I'm continually searching answers. I'm continually learning and growing as we're ascending and shifting into a new dimension too. Such a different way of living, such a different outlook. We don't regret our choice to go that way with plant-based. It's been the best thing I've ever done at this stage of my life. I feel better. It's not for everyone. So please don't think I'm trying to push that on you. I'm trying to share an experience to help you understand how this energy is working. This energy will feel so brand new. I'm like, oh gosh, I got to learn how to ride the bicycle all over again. I've got to learn how to cook all over again. I got to learn how to do an application a completely different way. Learn a brand new program. Yeah, you're learning a brand new way in whatever direction that you're going to learn it in relationships. You're going to learn a brand new way in how you treat yourself. You're going to learn a brand new approach there. You're going to learn what you like and don't like in a different way. You're like something you may used to enjoy doing. Maybe you don't anymore. Things like that. It's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out. Now, please know this is actually the last new moon that's coming on the 26th of the year. You're like, well, what about December? That one's going to be an eclipse. And that's always more intensified. Oh, yay, more coming, right? So when you are working with this energy, if you work with those, just sit and be and allow a brand new approach to come to you. You might find, oh, I've got a couple of ideas. Let me explore it. And then you narrow it down to one. You might find that a whole lot of opportunities come in. That doesn't mean you have to say yes to everything. But you maybe explore it, see what's going on with that, and then pull back if it's not for you. Just bring it back in, reel it back in. But you want to know that these opportunities with a clean slate probably will have some new beginning, like learning something new, a new skill, a new belief. Like, wait, I used to believe this, but now I don't, you know. Whatever, not just religion. I'm talking about, I used to really believe in that and trust all that and whatever it might be. And now not so much. Maybe you just want to change it up. Maybe you still love. Here's another good way of an approach. Just examples here to help you guys apply this and apply it to your life. Maybe you love gardening and you always have, but now you don't feel the same way about it anymore. You really want to go organic. You see, that's doing the same thing with a different approach. See what I mean? That's how This energy will help you to find the new direction, clean slate, new approach, change it up, try something new. This is very good opportunities to try something new. I mean, there's a lot of reflection time that you want to do with this kind of energy. You want to reflect on how you feel with some of it. You want to reflect on, wait, this is what I want. No, maybe not so much. Yes, no, things like that. Don't shy away. Don't shy away from a spot that seems a little, I guess the word is scary, that little bit of fear because I'm not sure about over there. Shine some light on that. Ask for some light to be shown to show you and reveal to you that dark spot, that shadowy side I'm not sure about, but what can I learn from it? What can I do with it? Sometimes you'll find the best little gems in that part of your life, the parts that you shut away and try to not, maybe you don't like that part. That part's got something to show you too. So don't forget about that part. Remember, this is more of a focused. And when you shoot, you know that phrase where you shoot higher because, you know, you want to shoot as high as you can because there's an unlimited abundance out there for everyone. So shoot for the stars kind of a thing. It's kind of the mindset with that, you know, aim higher, believe that you can have more than what you expect or what you think. I mean, where are you with that? Do you feel worthy to receive? Do you feel worthy to change directions and start something new? Or do you feel like, oh, that's just going to be too hard to try to do something all over again? Some people do feel like that. I understand that. I've felt that way before. Like, oh, do I really want to start over? Well, we are starting over, bottom line. We're starting over. So I say, learn what comes your way, because what comes your way, what you feel drawn to, what seems interesting to you, don't discount your interest. Your interests are soul driven. If you're interested in learning something, you're like, oh, I probably shouldn't waste my time on that. I'd never be able to achieve that. You just shot all that down. You had this opportunity pop up and you shot it all down. How do you talk to yourself? How do you treat yourself? Do you allow yourself to try new things? Or you shoot it down like, oh, I'll never be able to do that? That's something I would change right away. And you might find that it's hard to change that and it's hard to let it go, but you can. This is the clean slate we're looking for, guys. This is the clean slate. Man, have we been going? Oh my goodness. We have really been moving here. We're about out of time. I had no idea we were going like that. What I want everybody to know is this is a very positive new moon to help you focus, narrow down. If you think about that focus, narrow down, because it's a clean slate, a change of direction, a new beginning, and then we're like, I don't know which way to go. You want to walk around the corner, focused, grounded, and take a peek. I mean, don't be afraid to look around the corner and say, you know, what's over there for me? What would be interesting to learn right now? What would I really love to do if I could? What do you want to do if you could do it? Ask yourself that. And then when you, you know what, I'd really love to learn how to organic garden. Let's go back to that. I'd really like to learn how to cook plant-based 100%. Trust me, as soon as you're clear about what you want to do and change, the universe starts to supply the opportunities to get you on that path. Do you hear them? Do you see them? Do you even try? I mean, that's the part. Then it's the balls back in your court. The opportunities can be landing your way all the time, but then it's your turn to do something. We work proactively to create a new life. And it's very enjoyable, especially when you want to learn something new and you want to enjoy trying something different, or you just want to change the approach to something you were already doing. I gave you two examples of that. You were cooking one way and now you want to change it and cook plant-based. And there's a lot of learning. It's not hard. There's a plethora of information out there nowadays. It's a lot easier than it was 20 years ago. But you can take it and go, okay, I'm always going to cook. I got to eat. But you're going to do it a completely different way. That's still a brand new slate. You see? That's a completely brand new slate. You love gardening, but now you're going to do it organic. I mean, those are just examples to give you how to apply this energy. It is positive. You want to accept and receive. I'm running out of time. My goodness. Guys, I love you guys. We could keep going on and on. I know we will be gone next week for the Thanksgiving holidays. So I want to wish everyone a beautiful and blessed holiday season. Have gratitude in your heart when you open up and go around this corner on this clean slate. This is the new opportunity. The new cycle begins. I'll see you back here in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks, guys, for joining me. We will see you next.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.